very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Run Through, your favorite figure skating podcast where we talk about all the things that make us kiss, make us cry, and make us podcast. Your three major food groups.
And also make us wonder, what do you want to know about what we know? Today is
and we don't know much.
We don't. Today's our mailbag episode. Right,
but what do we want to know about what we know?
We want to know what you want to know about what we know or don't know.
Exactly. So this is our mailbag episode.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back. I'm Adam. That's Ashley. That's Sarah. Let's run into it. Run through it.
Yeah. So we have a whole list curated from the Instagram account where you send questions and grievances.
Mm-hmm.
Should we start with a grievance?
I think we should. I always love hitting the ground running with something negative.
Yeah. So more shaming people who wear gloves is a grievance.
Yeah.
And I do think we can do more of that.
I feel like, you know, we had to really test the waters. We didn't know who was going to enjoy this podcast, right? And we didn't want to just set the tone too fast. But now that we've been given your blessing.
Right. Now that we know it's a bunch of haters, we'll continue shaming other people.
Believe we are going to be shaming all of those skaters afraid of falling.
Yeah. No, I think you're wearing gloves. I think we specifically should shame like nude mesh gloves.
Ugh.
I think that's
just an unartistic glove.
Right. There are some gloves that work with a costume that I don't hate.
No.
But
like Maddie Chalk's gloves that literally had the nails on the outside of her gloves.
Sure. Well, or Anna Pogorelia's elbow length gloves that she adjusted before continuing her program after falling. Those are artistic.
Well, what was she supposed to do? Let them slide?
For those of you that don't know, Sarah's actual favorite skater
is Pogorelia.
Pogorelia.
There is a vacuum in figure skating where she once was, and it's devastating. There's a hole in my heart.
Is anyone coming close?
No, there's a skater in every generation that moves you and moves themselves
on the ice
out of the sport.
Yeah, and I don't know who it is for the present day.
One sounds dramatic.
I don't know that there is one of, I mean, Isabeau is a little dramatic.
It might
be her.
No,
but like,
she just
not
sits.
The dramatic. Obviously, she's not falling, like tumbling in the way
but
that Pogorelia was, but she has the on ice drama.
Thank you.
I want to tumble, though. I want rolls.
And the kiss and cry drama.
No, but see, why Anna Pogorelia is a one in a million is that she gives you the drama, but she also gives you, like, the jackass. And I mean that as like she's like Johnny, what was his name? Bravo.
Oh, no. Johnny. Wait, the guy from Jackass? What was his name? Johnny. Like,
5-0.
Knoxville.
Knoxville.
That's right.
Like she was doing it at times stunts that were above her pay grade.
She was working overtime.
But we all were.
She was the meanest skater I ever competed against, and I say that as a compliment.
No, it's a compliment.
I admire.
She's probably
her.
Somewhere saying that about you right now.
Yeah, she's like,
a
Ashley
million
was a
percent.
Fucking bitch. She got in my way during her program, and I yelled at her for it.
Ashley
and she did.
Specifically started skating the other direction to get in my way at a Grand Prix event, and now I hate her. That's a quote from her.
She yelled
that
at me.
I made up.
Once on competitive practice during my run through.
You deserved it, probably.
And I will never forget that. And I will never not just idolize her for
it. No,
I've never once thought it's okay to audibly yell at someone.
It's admirable.
Yeah.
No, it was, I remember once I did a, it was like some exhibition at the end of a competition and she skated well and I went up to her and I was like, you skated really well, like great job. And she looked at me, puppy dog
eyes. Flipped you off.
She slapped me across the face. No. She looked at me and I think it was maybe, it felt like the nicest thing anyone had ever told her. That was the impression I was getting. She looked at me and she said,
I believe that.
Yeah. And well, and then she turned around and yelled at you. So it was,
She's like, get out of my way.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, yell at Ashley Wagner.
Okay. Should we do some mailbag questions?
Actually, we have one more grievance that I think we should address. And it's asked to publicly apologize to Kate Middleton, which Sarah said, I don't want to do.
She did.
Which is why you're putting me on the spot now that we're recording. Yeah, I don't want to. Look.
Apologize.
What did I say? Kate Middleton's
dead.
That
she was dead.
She's missing. That's not me.
I said she was dead.
She was missing. And I thought she could have been dead. I wasn't. We weren't being mean to Kate. We weren't wishing that on her. We were like, something's going on.
No.
And I could call people a lot worse things than dead and have.
Right.
And would again.
And Ashley and I sit here, mouth shut. We're just letting you continue. We handed you the shovel and you keep digging.
Yeah.
I'm digging my own grave that Kate Middleton might be in also.
And Anna Pogorelia is standing over you, lighting a match as we speak, pouring gasoline.
Yes.
You know, if I'm going to go out via murder, Anna doing it would be kind of an honor, a privilege.
A privilege.
Oh, it feels like it would be quick and fast.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, slow and time consuming.
Well, she would fall.
Well, on that note,
to do it.
We would like to say, Kate Middleton, we apologize. Or do
I'm not
we?
Saying that.
No,
I'm not saying that. But
okay.
I do wish her well. We wish her
Great.
Well.
We wish her well.
And we were not wishing her well when we talked about
her.
No,
we always were and we always have. And that's sort of been, since the beginning of this podcast, that's sort of the stance we've always taken on Kate Middleton, is we wish her
right.
well. We always will. We always have.
You've taken a stance against the royal family. It's always pro the women who have married into this family and against the actual bloodline royal family.
Yeah. Kate Middleton is easily my favorite AI princess in the world.
Yes.
Easily.
There aren't many.
Number one. It's a short list, and she's at the top.
It doesn't matter how short the list is, as long as you're winning.
So, Kate, we are sorry that you married into the royal family.
We wish you well. Now to the mailbag.
We do wish you well. Now to
the mailbag. Let's talk figure skating.
And now to the mailbag. Okay, I'm just going to jump around randomly on our list. So, one of the first things I think a lot of people have talked about this season, because it happened a lot, is touching the boards during a program. Where do we land on touching the boards?
It's an unforgivable sin to me.
Go on.
It's a cheap trick.
It's so cheap that
it's
free.
It's the equivalent. No, okay. When you're like watching a movie and someone breaks the fourth wall and you're like, huh, that's what it makes me do.
I hate it.
I mean, there's some.
No.
Give me a good one. Give me a good one.
Works of art where the fourth wall is broken and it's good, like Fleabag.
Yes, but there's no boards in Fleabag.
Fleabag doesn't have figure skating in it, so that doesn't count.
Okay. I hate this one. I'm going to tell you why I hate it for the first reason. The first reason I hate it is because when I'm watching it on TV, it's a horrible angle for the camera to get the skater.
Agreed.
And it's like almost impossible to get like a good angle. And I'm like thrown out of the performance. Second, if the program isn't going well, it feels like a shameful dance in front of people.
Oh my God, I never thought of that.
Yes.
Imagine you have to go up to the judges. You're breathing so hard. You've fallen on 5 jumps and then you have to look them in the eyes.
With your hands on the wall, like a sorry dog trying to steal a piece of chicken off
Forgive
of a dinner
me.
Table. Like it's that's what I think of. I'm like, get your greasy hands off of the boards. And if I'm a judge, I'm like, get away from my pencils. You grabby little toddler, get away from me.
To the point about it being a cheap trick too, I do feel like, and I think maybe Mark said this on the World Feed at one point, that it's being used a lot in the choreo step, in the character step for free dances, to like show I have gone the full length of the rink. And it's like, just go the full length of the rink then.
Right. Why don't you just show me how you're going to skate the full length of the rink?
Yeah.
No, it's the cheapest trick. And it's also, this is what happens every time they put something or change something in the rules where you're allowed to do someone. When you're...
you were always allowed to do someone. Maybe not on the ice.
No, that's a new rule next season.
You can do someone in your program.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you can do something.
It's a new feature.
Do you remember when... level three. Do you remember
not
when...
Not believable enough.
Everyone was allowed to do a cartwheel for the first time. It looked like a local gymnastics meet.
That was an exhausting season.
Well, it still looks like a local gymnastics meet, but...
But it was like every other person tried to do it, and then like three out of...
Would you have done it?
Absolutely not.
You know how I know for a fact I would have never done it?
You can't do it.
Because I can't do a cartwheel. But every year, Shay would choreograph a really cool like illusion situation at some point in my program. And every single time she choreographed it, I'd be like, that is so fun. Uh-huh. Love it. I would go home, never do it ever again.
Yep.
So I know I would never go upside down mid-ice.
Oh, wait, Ashley, I have a question. I forgot about you and illusions, or like that was the line you drew. Like you would not do an illusion.
Too far.
The line I drew was that I refused to do a lunge mid-program.
Oh, well, I think Shay knew I would just never do that.
So she never even tried.
She's
went,
like,
maybe
knee
if her
to
knees
ice?
Were straight, doing an illusion.
Look at this knock-kneed bitch. I know she can't do a lunge mid-program.
But you know what, Ashley? I hate to say this, and especially as you're holding your own daughter, and I'm going to say something so mean about you right now.
Yeah.
You would be a skater that would want to touch the boards in a program. You would want to.
Out of defiance. You know what?
It's not defiance if everyone is doing it.
But Ashley would go, no, I'm
can do
doing
it better.
It.
I can do it better.
I could do this cheap trick. Cheapest.
Yeah, well,
you
that
would
I could
want
see.
You're not wrong.
Yeah,
no,
good
but,
at cheap tricks.
But, you know, I also know.
I am a cheap trick. That's my stage name.
I also know. That unfortunately, as the meanest thing I'll say about myself is I also would touch the boards, and we would be the two, like, we touch the wall. We would be those two skaters.
We won't go upside down, but we will touch the boards.
Well,
because
it's
easy to touch the boards.
Well, it's stabilizing to touch the wall. Now I'm defending it.
Okay, what I don't like about like Luna's ending position where she touches the boards is she's literally on the boards and like the judge, not every judge can see her.
Yeah. Especially if you're going to look so good. Let me watch.
Especially if you're going to be in a bedazzled panty.
Exactly.
Be mid-ice. Be bold.
Be in the middle. Away from
the
wall.
I only want programs to end in the middle of the ice. I'm sorry. I know that strips creativity, but you start in the middle and you end in the middle. And you do spins on the midline.
Yeah. Spins should be in the middle, like in that the down, like that imaginary line that runs down
that
the middle.
Midline of the ice, it has to. If you do a spin in the corner.
No. It's
shame
not a
on
se-
you.
It's not a public session. You're out there
not
alone.
Exactly.
You're not avoiding anyone. You're avoiding the judges looking at your spins if a spin is in the corner.
That looks like you're hiding.
Exactly. And don't hide.
That's why Ashley always put her LUTs there.
Yes. You know what, though? I'm going to say something in defense
please,
of me.
Finally, yeah.
I'm the first
and
person
And no one's defending
say,
you today.
No one ever does. No, I'm the first person to say I had a flutz. That being said, my flutz was not that bad.
No.
I did a lutz on a flat edge.
Yes. I will even say that you're, but what you did unapologetically was that you never for a second were on
tried
an outside
to
edge
change it.
Ever. Like it, the edge didn't change. You just went, no, I have a flutz, and you were going to do it flat, and you were flat the entire time.
And
you
it was going to be my best jump.
And it
That's
was your best
part.
Jump.
I feel like in the last 7 years or whatever, like there has been more flutzes allowed than like back when you were skating. People were like less tolerant of it.
Well because
were less, it was just different times. People were less tolerant of me.
I knew you were gonna say that.
That's not what I'm saying.
But
Let
you know what it was?
I'm gonna make it about myself.
It was because Ashley was at the tail end of this like big like it was this residual like ripple effect of like all the American girls do a flutz. If it was because we had like Michelle and we had Tara and we had Sasha and we had Nicole Bobeck and we had Sarah Hughes and they all did a flutz, and it was just this like hyper vigilant time of like no American woman's left leg or right leg can go onto an outside edge. So it was like an epidemic.
Well, I also think it's important to note that I'm of the generation where, like, recognizing that something is a flutz or a lutz was, like, a new thing.
It was a new thing.
Like, we grew up competing, and there was no flutz. There was no E. It was just, this is your lutz.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, IJS came out, and lutzes and flutzes
Wait,
were a thing.
Do you want to know something crazy and funny?
Yes.
So, Alexei Mishin would have this like camp in Virginia every year, and I went to it when I was young, and I went with like one of my first coaches, and I was showing like I did it like a triple flip and like a triple lutz or something, and I had my first coach was like a stickler for like having the right edge on the jumps. And I think I was having trouble with like doing a flip. And Mishin told my coach, who they were friends, they grew up together, he was like, just have him do like have him change edge when he does the flip so he can just basically just do like another lutz. And my coach was like, but that would mean that he's doing a lutz. He's not doing a flip. And Mishin was like, nobody cares. And she was like, yeah, but it's not right. And he was like, nobody's going to say anything. And then fast forward to
5 years
later, it's like everyone's getting a literal deduction. And I think about that every once in a while.
And I'm going to
now too. Nobody's
going to
care.
No, nobody's going to say anything.
Yeah, he looked at her like she was the dumbest. And all of his students are just doing like two lutzes. They're doing a lutz, they're doing a flip, and then turning it to a lutz. And I was like, well, maybe I'm being ridiculous. And I wasn't.
No, you weren't. Well, that was a good answer to our one mailbag question about touching the boards. It's been 20 minutes.
Well, it's
well, this is really good because it means that we're going to have a lot of mailbag
discourse
themed episodes over the summer. So we're going to have a lot of discourse.
Okay. Next question.
Okay.
This one really actually made me laugh, and I am interested in hearing you guys talk about it. What is the point of having Raph as your coach if you have to coach yourself? Is it just clout?
I laughed at this one too.
That is
when
a great question.
I tell
question.
You that I asked myself that often. No, Raph as a coach, there is some coaching on your own, but I say this completely seriously, that was genuinely one of the best gifts he could have given me, because it made me so much more confident in myself, because he wouldn't, it's not like you just came to him and he's like, coach yourself. No, mm-hmm. He gave you
all
of his tools.
I totally agree. We're like, and he's not your normal coach. He's more of like a mentor. And he like, I felt, gave us all of these tools. But then really at the end of the day, it was like, you're the one who has to figure out how to use them. I can't tell you how like how best for you to figure this out on your own. It's something you need to do on your own, which truly at the end of the day, when you go out there and you skate and you compete, you're out there on your own. Nobody's going to tell you a magic word, or they're not going to say, lift your right arm up just a little bit.
It's in too the middle late. Of,
it's too late at a competition. And it just, it feels, it's like a security to know that that person is behind you and they trust you enough that they don't need to say anything. It was this almost confidence boost of, I know what I'm doing. And if Raph like didn't feel like he needed to tell you anything, it felt like, okay, I'm on the right track. He would pull you aside and say like, you're not doing this right. I would change this. I would do that.
Well, he would do that for you. For me, he'd be like, Adam, come here. Go tell Ashley this.
The other thing is like for clout, I don't think you get any clout for being like with a coach. Do you think you get, I think sometimes a skater can be like perceived to be like a more serious competitor if they went to like a Frank Carroll.
Yes.
Or they went to like I think when we skated with Raph really wasn't like the like, oh, you're going to like Raph.
Well, he didn't have an Olympic champion yet.
Right.
So I think that like,
and he would openly, if we weren't doing well, openly talk badly about us.
To our face.
Yes.
Which I think that's where it's important to say he's not the right coach for everybody. But
right.
Like being,
sure,
someone being mean to my face is my kink. It works for me. It's so motivating for me when someone's like, you're a piece of shit. I'm like, ah, yes, I'm going to go do my run through now. Thank you for that.
Right. And who are we to kink shame on this?
Exactly. Yeah, when we wouldn't do that. No.
Exactly. No, I think he's just not right for everybody. And I think, at least for me, Adam, you were a huge part of making that coaching environment helpful for me because you had a couple more years with him under your belt, and so you just understood what made him tick. And so whenever I would get frustrated, you did such a good job at explaining like, no, this is a test, this is what you need to do, here are the answers.
Yeah. And I think like the one thing about Raphael that I loved was that he really didn't like, for, you know, he has an ego because he's done a lot of like really great things, but he would always put his ego completely aside if it was in the best interest of whomever he was working with. That if somebody was like, I really want this person to be a part of our team, mm-hmm. open arms. If they didn't work with any of his other skaters, it didn't matter. They were welcomed right in. And you know, he just would want everybody to like be as successful as possible.
I think he really cares about his skaters. Like I think he's a lot harder on his female athletes than his male athletes. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, he could be so hard on me and then get off the ice and he'd be like, buddy, you seem really frustrated today. What's up?
Yeah. I would say that
he's genuine.
He flourished working with his adult athletes.
He is not a coach for kids. I just really don't think that. I don't think that you're going to get what makes him a great coach. You might get trauma.
Right. But he's one of the best mentors. I think he's like one of the best mentors.
You have
like
to be
ever.
Ready for a mentor. But if you are, I think he's the best coach in the world for that.
Yeah. I totally agree. Also, another thing was like, I also remember that like, I think Raphael's dream is that he gets to be the mentor and he gets to help these young coaches and then they get to take all the skaters to the competitions and stuff.
He doesn't want to go to competitions. He hates competitions.
He hated being at events.
Yeah.
Hated being at competitions. And so if there was any chance to avoid being at an event, he would do it. And it was just, he just doesn't like traveling, and
he
would get sick like often, and it was like, okay, we have to keep Raphael in California.
I'm coming out. Mr. Nix is having his 95th birthday party and I'm going out to LA to celebrate, and so I called up Raph and I'm like, Raph, I'm gonna be in LA, I want to meet up with you and say hi. And he's like, oh yes, bring our friend. And I was like, oh, unfortunately, our friend is going to be in the UK when I'm out there. He goes, oh, that's right. Our buddy is famous now.
I'm your friend.
Yeah. And he goes, who are we? No one. Who is he? Famous.
Oh, my God. It's true.
That is true.
And finally, the Raphael clout chasing me has paid off.
Yeah. Yeah. Clout finally chasing you got your
world
Raphael
of entertainment.
Yeah. Little did I know the Raphael clout would translate into Hollywood.
Tinseltown, baby.
That's showbiz.
That is okay. So showbiz.
Second question done.
And only 30 minutes in.
Okay, this one, I think we should all just like think for like 5 seconds and then say it at the same time, because I am curious if we'll have the same answer. Okay. Favorite skater who burnt out too soon? Tell me when you have your answer
Wait,
in your
oh
head.
Oh, God.
I'm not saying it should be or shouldn't be someone. I'm just curious who we'll all say.
Okay, I have one that I don't think either of you might know. Okay. I have two then.
That's fine. Okay. Ashley, do you have one in mind? Anyone?
I do, but I'm going to have to...
Do you know of any skaters?
I'm going to have to explain mine, because people are going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I have
okay.
to explain mine too. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Karen Chen.
Aliona Kosternaya.
Wait, you think Karen Chen burnt out? She's an Olympic gold medalist.
Exactly. Wait and wait and wait.
I think Olympic gold medalist and national
Listen,
American
let me
champion Karen
let me
Chen.
Burnt Karen Chen
out.
Of every Rosie's upset with my answer.
Mm-hmm.
Of every 1 minute.
You're sitting down for this because I need both my hands to explain what's happening.
Ashley's saying she needs both of her hands to explain her answer of how Karen Chen, Olympic champion Karen Chen, burnt out.
Go on, we're listening.
Of every skater that I ever competed against, Karen Chen was my favorite.
That doesn't explain her burning.
I'm trying to deal with Rosie. Okay.
Are
Karen
you thinking?
Chen was my favorite, and I wanted to see more from her for longer. So when I say burnt out, I'm using it as like she retired too soon.
Oh, so
you just
would
wish
like
she
to
was
see
still
her.
Skating.
I wish she was still skating.
Okay.
Okay. That's
all right.
Not really
I don't
burning
know that
out.
You understood the spirit of the question, but I'll allow that.
I was
as
panicking because Rosie was starting to get a little feisty, and then there was a countdown before I was ready.
I said, you went, do you have one? And
you
said,
who's
yes.
Do you know of any skaters? And I said, yes, Karen Chen.
Sarah, who did you say?
Aliona Kosternaya.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I get sad yeah. every time I think about her. Every yeah. time I think about her. And I don't know if burnt out is the right words to use for
it's
what happened
right.
to her. It's just like. The timing was bad with a Worlds that she would have won getting canceled. And then she just seemingly got screwed over with bad programs and Olympic season between that and just like, I don't know. She was so good.
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about it.
Too sad?
Yeah, because it is a bit, it's a bit sad. Because she really was, she was one of my favorite skaters. I don't
yeah.
think I had seen her perform in person once, and I just remember being so blown away and just thinking like, oh my God, like this is reminding me the first time I ever saw like Yuna Kim skate in person. And it was like,
yeah.
I'm watching like one of the greatest skaters I've ever seen. And it was just like the skating. She was.
Yeah.
I really don't want to talk about that.
I'm still in the first stage of grief denial.
Right. So I had, I have three skaters.
Okay, fine.
My first one was.
Who's the one that you said?
I said Angela Maxwell.
Okay.
Do you remember
yes!
Angela Maxwell?
Okay. Yes, of course.
Angela was an amazing like junior skater, then skated senior, and it was just like she had every quality to just be the next big thing, and just it never like translated. I thought she was amazing. My other skater who has now been reflamed was Deanna Stellato.
Yeah.
I loved Deanna when she like was a junior skater. And I remember when she skated in the Carrie Lotion Classic and got a 6.0. And then she called Philip Mills on a cell phone that was the size of like a cinder block, telling him that she got a 6.0 at the Carrie Lotion Classic. And then just like never seeing her again. And I loved Deanna so much that I went on Amazon.com, which was a new website at the time, and found all the music that she skated to, and I bought all three different CDs.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you bought Carrie Lotion.
Yeah, and I thought you were going to say you got the lotion.
I got the Carrie Lotion.
You're like, this will give me a 6.0 for sure.
And then my last third skater is Josh Ferris.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Such
Josh
a good one.
Josh Ferris is a really good one. Oh, that Ed Sheeran short program was is one of my favorite programs ever.
Yeah, Josh
he
Ferris.
He gave me like
amazing.
A mix of Jeremy Abbott with like a little Jason Brown.
With a little Jeff Buttle.
I loved his skating.
Yeah, he was incredible. I remember like in the lead up to the 2018 Olympics, I was in Colorado and he was still really dealing with that concussion that he had that he never really recovered from. And so he was only skating a few times a week and skated one session while I was in Colorado recovering from like breaking my foot. And he skated a few laps, did a triple axel, did a quad loop, did a quad toe, did a quad sow, left. And I went, well, maybe I should just break my other foot now. And I'm glad I didn't. But I was always thinking, like, Josh is, he's one of the best skaters I've ever seen. He was amazing. Oh, my God. Also, Roheen Ward.
Yeah.
But didn't,
double
like,
axel
really,
both ways?
Yeah, but Roheen is, like, insane, like, one of the craziest best skaters I've ever seen in my life.
Just, like, the most naturally gifted.
Yeah.
Like, made for this sport, and then we just never saw him put it together under pressure, but his skating skills, his ability to spin, his jumps, everything was so good. I have a distinct memory of watching him at Nationals one year on practice ice, and he's wearing I think he was wearing like shorts and leg warmers.
Yeah.
And I see the leg warmers so distinctly, and we're sitting next to Shirley Hughes. I think Derek Delmore is another skater that was just so
that's
talented.
So I mean, I remember watching Derek like at summer competitions being young and was like, oh my God.
Yeah. He's good. But I remember Shirley, we're watching Roheen, and Shirley's like, it's just a shame he's never put it together. And I was like, oh, I can't wear leg warmers.
Because that would mean Shirley means I can't pull it together. But
I was young.
What's so crazy about Roheen is that like at any given competition, whether it be Nationals or whatever, I remember a Nationals where Roheen ended up getting like 17th place. And before the short program started, everyone was like, he can win. And it was just like not a question, because it was like in Minnesota. Yes. He's from Minnesota. And I think everybody felt like if Roheen skates well, he'll easily beat Evan and Johnny. And it was like not a question.
He was better than them.
He was better than everyone in like the entire world. And then he got 17th. And it just like he just wasn't ever like a question in like in the medals, which was such a shame. One of the best skaters ever.
I'll say a current example that because I
Karen
people
Chen.
Are talking about it, not Karen Chen, but
Olympic champion.
Since we don't know if Gabby and Guillaume do not come back.
Oh,
that's too soon for me.
That's way
for them
too
to be
soon
done.
For
yeah.
how.
Yeah,
I understand.
And no, totally understand. It's not about like
it's a selfish
what's right for their lives. It's for me as a viewer of the sport.
What's right for your life?
It would be right for my life if they came back
and
stayed
also,
for two more Olympics.
We know how young they are because at one time, as unbelievable as it may be, we were that young. And it's just like you can do so much more. You think like you've done so many amazing things. Like try to do those amazing things with more life experience, more, I don't know. I completely selfishly agree. Too soon.
And maybe they will come back. Who knows? But right. It seems very possible they won't also. So if that's the case, that will feel way too soon to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, next question.
Uh-huh.
Name a piece of music. I think I know Ashley's answer to this, but name a piece of music that you wish you had skated to that you didn't.
Say it, Ashley. I think I know Ashley's.
What do you... Okay, I think Adam knows what it is, and I think
Tango D Roxanne.
Okay, so Sarah knows me as well too. I guess I'm fucking predictable. I was listening to it yesterday in the car, and I was like, "God damn it, this song is good."
Which is,
and just so the viewer listener knows, I do listen to music outside of the Moulin Rouge.
I was
soundtrack.
Just gonna say, which is ironically, it's also from Moulin Rouge.
But I could have had a different costume and a different hair color.
You had a Pinterest board for all the different Nicole Kidman dresses from...
And I made every single one of them. And one of them now is competing and thriving on the adult figure skating circuit.
That's good, because those were all
so cool.
Great dresses.
Yeah.
The girl who bought it, she's like thriving.
Ashley,
so
do
cool
you...
to see.
I think you know what mine is.
No, it's going to be some classical... bullshit that I have no chance of ever. It's concerto number something something something. The end.
Okay, there's,
it's the run through theme song from Don Quixote.
Okay, that's one of them. I wish I skated to Don Quixote, and I wanted to do it as like an adult, because I love it. But I also like only liked the girl parts, and I was like, well, gender's dead anyway. It's dead now, but it was alive and well when I
was
skating.
It was very alive. It was thriving then.
Yeah, the binary.
The binary had never been so rigid.
Yeah, like gender's dead now, but you have to imagine that 10 years ago, it was thriving.
Yeah, and like threatening.
It was threateningly
it's
thriving.
Sort of like Kate Middleton.
Threatening?
Dead now, thriving 10 years ago.
Yes, completely. And again,
that
we
is
apologize.
Not me wishing her being dead.
No.
Everyone, we're apologizing.
Yeah. So that was one. Another one I wish I skated to, but I'm glad I didn't, because like I had no reason to, was Swan Lake, only because of Ashley, because I loved the Black Swan, and I love like Swan Lake music. It's just so good.
So I listened to Swan Lake yesterday too, because Tango.
Do you listen to music outside of things that you've skated to?
No. No, but Tango de Roxanne came up, and I was like, you know what? You know how on Spotify it's like, yes, make a playlist like this? So I was like, I wonder what it's going to come up with.
Sure.
And then it was like, oh, wow, this is a figure skating playlist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was just all the heavy hitters, which it was great. I loved it.
Sometimes there's nothing better than a heavy hitter.
True.
Yeah, it's so
I want to be hit over the head.
Heavy hitter over
music.
The head.
Yeah. I'll let Nasu Dorma punch me in the face over and over again. I think Ashley
hates
it. See,
that's where you and I disagree. Yeah. I hate it.
I can't believe you hate Nessun Dorma. That's
so
crazy.
I hate joy. I hate peace. I hate feeling like I have the wind beneath my wings. I hate it.
Did anyone skate?
Wait, so Adam, your final answer is Swan Lake is like your number one regret?
Or is it kind of like split between the two?
My number one regret is exactly like Ashley said. It's a piece of, it's a Chopin piece of music. Mm-hmm. And
which concerto?
Okay, it's it's like Opus 25, mm-hmm, number one.
Okay.
It's the harp concerto. Like it's a piece of
you to a harp?
Well, it's
that
can,
been
it can
stunning.
Be played by harp. But it is played by, like, piano.
But you would have done the harp version?
No, I would have done the piano version.
Okay.
Okay. You to piano?
Well, so there was this... Thank you. There was a skater. Her name was Anne Patrice McDonough. And she skated to this music as a short program when she was junior. And I think it's one of, like, the most beautiful pieces of music ever. It's one of my number one played songs when I had Apple Music, when I was on an iPod, when I was on an MP3 player. It always weasels its way up to my number one player.
On LimeWire.
It weasels its way up every time into my number one played song.
Wow.
It's the one of the best songs ever written. And that is my number one regret.
I'm going to go listen to it. I don't know if I know
it. Yeah, I'm going to have to give it a listen. I really wish, and I know that I'm going to say this, and people are going to be like, it exists. But like, I really wish there was a world where I could compete without jumps and just skate to the music I want to skate to.
Wait,
and just...
This is solo ice dance.
Yeah, they're having their first event as we speak.
Yeah, they just had
it this
weekend.
American is in first.
I think she won, right? It's over, right?
Oh, okay. Well, an American won.
I think
she won.
Her Brooke something.
Yeah,
I think her name was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Her,
you could be
it was
doing
a lot
that.
Of this.
You could be Brooke Tufts.
I know, but I have a baby now, and I have...
So?
Wow, really burning out. You sound a lot like Olympic
Karen
champion
Chen.
Karen Chen. Burnout
So
victim.
Much wasted potential.
burnt out too soon.
That is so
I just,
funny. The
I'm
burnout
really
of...
Say
like, in her last that, okay. event, she won the Olympics.
She's
and you're going...
My favorite skater that I competed against. I loved her skating. I thought she was stunning. And when I say she burnt out too soon, I mean, I just wish she was still skating.
No, I get it. There's
Thank you.
Something so about Karen. There was something so old school, but so like...
Yes.
It was so...
Fresh.
It was old school.
The, yeah, it was classic,
the blazing
but fresh.
The blazing flast skating.
Yeah.
I mean, she was... flying.
No, Karen was so good. She had such natural musicality with the right material.
Yes.
Like that program
that on the Golden Pond
that's
one.
That's the one that stands out, I think, in all of our minds. Like, and her spins were beautiful. She, like, the delay on her jump was a little old school too. Like the delayed rotation.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ashley, to like when you have like enough a time away from it, you can like look back and be like, oh wait, I was kind of a fan of that person that I competed with.
Oh yeah, that like the loon sound that would come on. Mm-hmm. It would come on and I'd be like, oh fuck, that's good. That's good music.
I remember the first time I competed against Jason and he was doing river dance and I went, fucking
damn it.
That's clever.
Yeah, like Gracie's Firebird.
Yes,
she did it, and I was like,
"Damn it,
well, fuck!"
Yeah,
that's good. And then the little egg laying thing—the first when she was competing, I was like, "That's stupid." Now looking back, I'm like, "Brilliant!"
Right, because like when the music plays,
yeah,
you still will. I will still do that moment.
Oh yeah, I will drop that egg
to the ground,
and a baby will fall out of me now.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is.
It's just nice to be past the competitive part of skating so that you really can just look back and feel emotionally separated from like what all of these people were threatening to take from you.
Right, your livelihood.
Well, I mean, that's really what it is.
I
like,
mean, yes.
All jokes aside, it's like, oh, it's the difference between winning a prize packet for first place or 17th.
Right, or burning out too soon and winning the Olympics.
You know what? I can't say that I burned out too soon. I stuck around for way too long.
No, you didn't.
No, that's,
not
true. No.
That's not
I'm
true.
I'm coming back next year. It's just I don't want to do run
I'm coming like, I wish... back next year. You heard it here first.
I want to compete at Boston Worlds again.
Why not?
In solo ice dance.
Oh, that would be cool.
It would.
No, you know why? Because I always actually wanted to skate with a partner, but I'm too much of a solo girl. I can't do it. Because when the last time I did, I broke my neck mid ice with Adam.
Right.
Oh my god.
That's true. So
that
Sarah,
is so...
would you skate with someone, or would you want to be an individual athlete?
That's a good question. I do. I love teamwork and community.
Oh wow.
You do.
You do.
Oh my god, you my would
nightmare.
Be on a synchro team.
You would,
maybe. I don't,
you
that's
would.
Probably
and you would
that's...
you would do twizzles with your arms down by your side and do crossovers on a straight line.
Also wait,
I don't know
really
what
difficult.
We're talking about, but
wait, while we're here, We have to do a huge congratulations to the Hayden Nets, who just won the silver at Worlds.
Congratulations.
And we have to say a huge sorry, because it sounds like Sarah would have been a really great Hayden Nett, because she loves community.
I do. I love community. That's so true.
You would have been a great synchro skater.
It's so cool.
It is so cool.
And I don't have the skill set for it, because I don't believe in teamwork.
No. Or community.
Or community.
And that's a great way to end our mailbag episode.
Yeah, we got through
three questions.
So stay tuned. We have everyone. We have a lot of questions left, which is great, because we will keep you satisfied through the summer.
But keep on sending us your grievances, because we actually really love that.
Oh, the grievances are good. Keep sending them.
And
too.
you can also do public grievances against skaters, and we can talk through that.
We can publicly go through
air your grievances against figure skating.
Yeah, right. We're ready.
Yeah.
Until
next time. Exactly, Sarah. Take it away.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.